Come New Year's Day, Arizonans could have a better sense of what it costs to see the doctor. Earlier this year, state lawmakers approved a measure requiring many hospitals and physician practices to make available lists of how much their most common procedures cost for patients who pay out of pocket.
We're not selling things you buy at a shopping mall.
Greg Vigder is the president and CEO of the Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association. He says price transparency is a good thing and that there's really no defense for how confusing it can be to buy health insurance. Vigder says the information could be useful, but probably not to that many people.
To the extent that we're able to provide information for those people who are going to be out there and actually buying at retail, and they are the minority, then this might give them a little more confidence in terms of getting to the facility they need that's going to be best for them from a cost standpoint. But again, I think there's going to be limited benefit from that in terms of the number of people.
That's due in part to the fact that the prices will generally only apply to the nearly 1 million Arizonans who don't have health insurance or those who do but don't use it. And Vigder says that first number will likely go down as those people sign up either in the health insurance marketplace or for Medicaid. Larry Levy is the executive director of Arizona Community Physicians, a physician-owned group in Tucson focusing mainly on primary care.
Most of the compensation is insurance-based, and there's, you know, specific amounts that the insurance companies are going to pay, and regardless of if you charge, you know, $100 or $1,000, doesn't matter.
Levy says the information isn't going to benefit that many of his practice's patients. He calls it useless. Supporters have touted the law as a way to let patients comparison shop and look for the best deal on their care. But Levy doesn't think that many will do so. He uses the example of a patient who wants a physical.
You call up Dr. A, and he says a physical costs this much. And then you call up Dr. B, and he says a physical costs this much, a different amount. And so here you are, maybe you're trying to shop off of an individual physical, but it doesn't indicate what other peripheral costs you're going to have for the testing that goes with the physical.
Levy says it was easy for his practice to come up with its price list. The Arizona Hospital and Healthcare Association's Greg Vigder expects all of his members to be ready with theirs at the end of the month. But he agrees with Levy that they probably won't get a lot of use.
When people are sick, usually what you're trying to figure out is where can I get the best care that I need? And the pricing considerations have really been secondary.
Vigder believes the law is, in many ways, symbolic. But he says that symbolism is important, especially if it leads to a more understandable pricing system for patients.